Christians are attacked in Ethiopia. Greece's debt is downgraded, ministries are impacted, and an outreach shares the innermost thoughts of kids around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rumors may be responsible for deadly violence in Ethiopia, according to Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
Allegedly, a Quran was defaced. Allegedly, it was inside of a church building. That resulted in Muslims coming against first that church, but then it spread into 9 different villages, a total of 59 churches affected.
The attacks took place in western Ethiopia.
This area, not only is it heavily Muslim, but it is known for particularly radical Islam. So it is a Muslim hotbed, but there are many converts to Christianity coming out of Islam in this area.
Reports out of the region are scarce as outsiders are being kept out. Nettleton says pray.
For their protection, pray that they will continue to be involved in outreach and continue to be witnessing for Christ, particularly with the area closed to visitors, closed to outsiders. There's not much more that we can do than pray.
BOM is offering a free newsletter. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa have inspired many others to the idea of change set off by revolt. Activists working towards social equality in Burma have taken their mission online. There, they're calling for true democracy and an end to the junta government. While the timing could be ripe, Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says it wouldn't be the first time people tried revolution.
They have typically dealt with any dissent with a very hard hand. So it is a time of prayer for these people.
The government's added security to Burma's former capital.
The communication out of Burma is very limited. They already watch the internet. There is a close hand on all those things already within that government.
Because of heightened awareness, the gospel outreach of Vision Beyond Borders could be affected.
As long as God keeps that door open, we will continue to go as long as we're called there. And if the door closes somehow, we'll continue to try and find ways around that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Greece is spiraling too quickly into debt for creditors to ignore. Since 2009, the country's had trouble paying back loans, partly due to an unemployment rate of nearly 15%. AMG International's Paul Jenks says the financial crisis is hitting AMG's St. Luke's Hospital harder and harder.
The problem for us is the government-backed insurance payers are broke. So people come needing medical care, and then their insurance company either doesn't pay the claim or delays payment for a long time, and any organization needs a positive cash flow or else you're going to have problems.
When times are bad for St. Luke's, all AMG's ministries suffer.
It's a bigger problem than just the hospital because St. Luke's has had positive cash flow in the past, it's been able to help our other ministries throughout the Balkans and throughout Europe.
AMG is urging you to pray for this hospital that fervently proclaims the gospel. Help at our website. And have you ever seen a picture of an impoverished child and wondered what they must be thinking? Compassion International takes you into the minds of some of the poorest children around the globe via radio. Compassion's president, Wes Stafford, says the one-minute program, Speak Up With Compassion, focuses on
really giving children a voice and making sure that people who make decisions about children, be they parents, teachers, pastors, mission executives, understand the importance of children.
The program features a compassion child asking God a question. Stafford responds to each, which can be silly or serious. Ultimately, the program encourages listeners to love the children around them like Christ does.
If God puts a child in your life for as little as 60 seconds, you have the chance to maybe be the one who says the right thing, does the right thing, that launches that child's life.
Ask your local station about airing Speak Up With Compassion. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice Enhanced 2-Pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice Enhanced 2-Pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.